the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 10 minutes after 10 o'clock now, and our Youth Expression Showcase is on the air. And we have got some wonderful guitarists today. There are five in the studio, along with their instructor. They're from Pittsburgh Music Academy. And I'll say good morning to Jeremy. It seems like I just saw you the other day. How are you?
I'm doing good.
It would help if I turned your microphone on. It seems like I do that all the time. Now I can hear you. Tell me about these kids.
All right. Well, yeah. There's five of us here today, all ages ranging from 6 to 13. And some of them I've been teaching for around 3 or 4 years almost. And some are a little newer. But yeah, they're all really excited to be here. I think most of them have been on the radio program before. So they're seasoned performers.
Indeed.
And we're going to get started by playing All Together. And we've been working on a song that you might find familiar. We're going to play through it all together, and then we're going to try something. We're going to try playing it in a round and see how it works. And for those of you who don't know what a round is, it's whenever we play the same song, but we start.
For those of you who don't know, oh, I was going to try to do a round.
For those of you who don't know what a round is,
it's
whenever we start at one point.
At one point.
And someone else starts at another point.
I'm having more trouble than you.
Perfect. All right. So without further ado, I give you the guitarist from the Pittsburgh Music Academy. Starting the round, and then Awana and Svetlana will come in just a little bit later, and Keelan will hold down the harmonics. Okay, let's try it. Once through. One, two, D-A-D, go.
Very nice. A quintet of guitarists from Pittsburgh Music Academy. Jeremy Colbert, their instructor. Is it Colbert? Just like Stephen. Is it the same?
Actually, I usually don't correct people anymore.
It's Colbert.
Whatever they would like.
Which
to
is
say.
It? I'm curious.
It is actually Colbert. And okay. And for your information, it's actually Stephen Colbert. And he will every so often make a slip and say it on his show.
Thought so.
But he changed it.
Yeah, he wanted a little affectation, I guess.
Of course.
So tell me about yourself. When did you start playing? Were you this young?
I was not, actually. It's kind of funny because I specialize now in young childhood education, and I didn't start picking up the guitar until I was about 11, which is older than most of the students here today. But now I've been teaching at the Pittsburgh Music Academy for a little over 3 years, degree in music education, and I perform out and about around town as well. It's fun. Lots of music.
Now, we are going to hear one song from each of the five that we have here, and we'll talk with each of you two after you play your song, and then we'll hear another one from everybody all together. And I think Anoush is going to go first, and we'll take a listen to him, and then we'll talk about the song. He is from Safed and is six. He's six, and here he is. Very, very nice. And I'm going to pass this microphone over, as we talked about. And Anoush, what was the name of what you just played?
Hot Cross Buns.
Hot Cross Buns. And is that a new song for you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you played very well. What do you like about playing the guitar?
It's loud.
Do you like how loud you can play? Well, that's nice. Do you ever play an electric guitar? Because
no.
Those get really, really loud. Are you playing a full-size guitar? When I was leaning over, I was trying to figure that out. Because the head looks full-sized. It's a little smaller than a regular guitar. Excellent. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Or would you like to acknowledge or say thank you to anybody?
No.
Are you sure? Okay. By the way, as you listen, if you would like to send a note to any of our kids playing, you can go to slbradio.org. You'll see instant input. Just type your note in there, and I'll make sure that it gets to the person who's playing. slbradio.org is how you do that. Now, next, we are going to hear from Svetlana. She's from Mount Lebanon, and she's nine. And I'm just going to ask you to hold on to the microphone there, if you can, Anoush. We'll pass that over to Svetlana when she's ready. And I think she's ready, so here we go. Was nice and really great tone. Can you pass the microphone over to Svetlana, and then she'll hold it before the next person too. What was the name of what you played?
I played a toy.
And I really like the tone that you're able to get. Your notes sound so clear and consistent, and they really ring out in a nice way. Is it hard to get that kind of tone? Does it take a lot of practice?
Well, yes, it does, but at first you always have a buzzing sound, but you can get it clear after a while.
How do you do that?
Well, you hit the note as many times as you can, and you get your fingers used to it.
So does it hurt to your
sometimes
fingers?
Sometimes, whenever you first start.
And do you, I guess, is it the fret that makes the note, or what makes the note?
The note is whenever you press your finger down on whichever place, whichever fret, and you play the note with your other fingers, it would make that really nice sound.
I see. Do you press right on top of the fret?
You press right behind the fret.
So lower, or more towards the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a lot to learn. I would like to learn how to play guitar. Maybe I need to come join your class. Would you like to say hello or acknowledge anybody?
Well, I'd like to say hello to my mom. She is listening in the car right now.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Hello, Svetlana's mom. Anybody else?
No, not right now.
Okay. And I'll remind you that if you want to pass along a note, if you are listening online or at home, just go to slbradio.org, type in your note, at instant input, hit send, and it will come straight to the studio. Now, our next performer, after Svetlana, as we are enjoying the Pittsburgh Music Academy guitarists this morning, we next are going to go to Zach, I do believe, and we'll hear from him. We'll see if you can name that tune as you listen, then Zach will tell you if you're correct or not, and we'll get to know him. So here is Zach, who is from Peters Township and is 13. That was something. And Svetlana, if you could pass the microphone down and we'll talk with Zach. Thank you. It's nice to have my own stagehands here today. And Robert Gray is taking care of the large microphones. Zach, what was the name of what you played?
It was called The Waltz.
Very nice. Do you know who wrote it offhand?
No, I don't remember.
Well, that's okay. I liked it. Is this the Suzuki method that
yes.
you're using?
I yes.
thought so. And how long have you played?
I've been playing for a long time, since I was 6 or 7.
Do you remember what attracted you to the guitar as a kid?
Well, there were some songs on the radio that had some cool guitar sounds, and so I wanted to be like that. And so they had a program called PMA, and I wanted to give it a try.
What were the songs? Do you remember any?
Tom Petty's Free Fallin'. That was one of my all-time favorites, and it still is.
Can you play it? I don't mean now, but have you played along with it?
Yeah, I have been able to play it before.
Excellent. Do you want to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anyone?
I would like to say hello to my mom and to my Uncle Ed.
Is Uncle Ed here in Pittsburgh, or is he?
I think he is, yes.
Great. Well, you sounded terrific, and thanks for being here. Our next person is Alana. Now, this is Alana's very first time here, I think, because last time we had this group of guitarists, she couldn't make it. She's from Forest Hills, which is near where I grew up. I grew up in Churchill, right next to Forest Hills, and she's seven, and she'll play, and then we'll talk with her. So whenever you're ready, Alana, we're all set for you. That's really great, Alana, and your notes sounded good, but what I really liked about the way you played especially was how nice everything was kept in time. Everything was a nice, steady, you know, rhythm. Let's pass the microphone over, thank you, Zach, over to Alana. I think it must be hard sometimes to not let the music get away from you or to not slow down. Is it hard to keep things in time?
Yeah, when you just start, it's kind of hard, but as you practice, it gets easier.
Yeah, you really sound good. How long have you been playing the guitar now?
I started when I was four, but I had to take a year off because of my brain surgery, so I've been, like, playing for about 3 years.
When you started playing again, did it come back to you pretty easily, or did you have to work hard?
I had to work hard again, and then I got the music back into my head.
Good. You sound really terrific. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I don't know if anybody's out there, but I would like to say thank you if they're listening.
Great. Well, I'm sure they will be. If not now, they'll hear it online later. You sound really great, and thank you for playing this morning. And I do have a message to Svetlana from her mom, who's listening. And she said the song, that was beautiful, the song you played. I'm so proud of you. She sent that message through instant input. If you go to slbradio.org, you can tap in a message just as Svetlana's mom did, and we'll pass that along. And I'm sure everybody wants to send a message. Not everybody can, but if not everybody's right in front of a computer. Now, we have one more soloist, and our soloist is Keelan, and she's ready to go. Keelan is right on the right of Alana, and you know the drill. We'll listen to Keelan, and then we'll talk with her, and then we have one final selection. Keelan, I've always wanted to say this. I'm not really a musician. Take it from the top. Thank you. That was absolutely beautiful. And what was that called, Keelan?
Mean by Taylor Swift.
I thought I recognized a pop influence there. You are courting, which for the most part, you were the only one doing that today. Are you learning to strum and do chords, or have you been doing that for a while now?
I'm learning. I started a little bit last year, but now I'm just really getting into them.
How are you doing, you know, for me, making chords on a guitar with, fairly adult-sized hands. I guess I do have adult-sized hands. I found it hard to get my fingers around everything. Is it hard to get, like, chords exactly the way you want?
Well, when I first started, it was so hard. I couldn't play them fast and mix them up because you have to put, like, a bunch of fingers down at once and then figure out which strings you have to play and what not to play. But after you get used to it, they get a little easier, but some of them are hard because you have to really stretch your fingers.
That's good to know that it gets easier with practice. Are there tricks from getting from one chord to another chord without it being too frustrating?
Not really.
No, you just have to figure out how to do it, because I always had trouble with that. That's when I would want to turn to the auto harp or something like that. Do you want to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anyone?
Yes, I know my friends aren't listening right now. They probably wouldn't listen.
They're all listening. Every one of them is listening.
But I want to say hello to my best friends, Grace and Sarah. And I want to tell Grace that I have the best friend bracelet.
Oh, that's terrific. And she may listen to you. If she's not listening now, she'll hear you online, because you can sit her down in front of a computer and make her listen. So take that, Grace. You sounded great. Now, we're going to have one more song. And you can just put that on the chair because you're going to play together. And that being the microphone. And I'm going to turn to Jeremy Colbert real quickly one more time. It's the last time we're going to be able to talk. Congratulations on the five people you have here today. They sound great. I suspect you still have room for more students.
The schedule's kind of full right now, but every so often, we're actually always looking for more. We actually might have just found another guitar faculty, so we are always, Pittsburgh Music Academy is always looking for more students.
So you can go to PGHMA, that's easy, right? Pittsburgh Music Academy, PGHMA.com, 412-429-2122. And Keelan, did you have something else you wanted to say? I saw you trying to get my attention.
Yes, I did.
Hang on, we'll get your mic on.
I was just a little nervous. I forgot to say, hi, Mom.
I couldn't tell you were nervous at all. And now we're going to close with one last song along with our thanks. Here again, the quintet of the Pittsburgh Music Academy.
All right, everyone ready? One, two, ready.
Thank you to Pittsburgh Music Academy. Congratulations to each of you. Coming up, Fairchild Challenge winners, essays and cartoons.